Okay, so Moshe hears that the B'nai Yisrael have done bad. They have worshipped the golden calf, and God, you know, Moshe negotiates with God, and Moshe comes down to see for himself what happens. And in Perek Lamed Beis, the Torah describes the series of events. Vayifrin vayirid Moshe min ahar. Moshe turns, he goes down from the mountain. Sheluchos ha'edus biyado. He's got the two luchos in his hand. Luchos k'suvim mishnei Avraham. They're written on both sides. You can serve if you can read them on both sides. A little miraculous. Rizel mizehem k'suvim. They're written on both sides. Vayaluchos ma'ase elokim hema. There are the handiwork of God. Vaymichta michta elokim hu. It's the writings, the writing of God. Charus al haluchos, engraved on the luchos. Vayishma Yoshua's kol ha'am bereyo. Yoshua hears the sound of the people. The bereo is an interesting word. Maybe from Ra. Might be something bad. But Vayomer Moshe, kol melchama b'machana. Yoshua says that it sounds like there's war. And Vayomer Moshe says, no. Ein kol ados gura, ve'ein kol ados chalusha. There's no sound of strength, and there's no sound of cries of weakness. Kol anos, anochi shomea. Kol anos. So, I don't know, does anos from the word, what does anos mean? Kol anos, the sound of anos. We have to see what that means. Inoi, ona, it's a strange word a little bit. Vahi kasher karam el hamachane, and it was when Moshe comes down to the camp, comes close to the camp. Vayaris ha'egel, he sees the egel umacholos and the drums. Vayicharaf Moshe. Moshe gets very angry. Vayashlech miyadav esaluchos. He throws from his hands the luchos. Vayishaber osam tachas ahar. And he breaks them under the mountain. Vayikach esaegal sherasu vayusuf ba'esh. And Moshe takes the calf that they made. He burns it in fire. Vayitchana sherdak. And he grinds it up until it's like, I guess, very thin. Vayizra p'nei amayim. He sprinkles it on the water. Vayashkes b'nei Yisrael. He causes the b'nei Yisrael to drink. There are only three pieces here to this. Into the series of events here. There's the discussion. There's Moshe. There's Moshe comes down, and there's a bit of a debate between Moshe and Yoshua as to what the sound that they're hearing. Yoshua thinks it's the sound of battle, and Moshe thinks it's some other sound. And then Moshe sees the golden calf, he sees the drums, and then he gets angry, and he throws the tablets. And then he burns the calf, grinds it until it's thin, and he sprinkles the ashes in the water, and then he has the B'nai Yisrael drink. So the primary question I want to go through, the different approaches, is why does Moshe break the Luchos? And there's some other things. There's Yeshua, the discussion Yeshua and Moshe. He makes them drink from the ashes. So those are also interesting things that take place. And my focus is, why does Moshe break the Luchos? Luchos are the Michtav Elokim. And there are many different ways to understand Moshe's behavior. So I'm curious what you think. And then we'll see if we can get all of them. I mean, I have about five or six or seven, maybe, approaches to understand Moshe's behavior. So what do you think?
I think that he was, when he saw them, when he saw B'nai Yisrael with a golden calf as their, and considering that their God, that he felt that they did not deserve this. They were not ready to receive the luchos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that behavior was not acceptable.
So in other words, he is demonstrating that they've sort of broken the covenant, I guess. The luchos represent the covenant. They're not worthy of this covenant.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Is an opposite, like Sandra said, but in a different way, that he didn't want the covenant anymore. So this way, they're not so chayiv.
Ah, so you're saying Moshe is defending the B'nai Israel. Moshe, right. It, they only broke a contract, a treaty, if there is a treaty.
Right, so there's no treaty.
He destroys the treaty, so maybe they won't be punished as much. Okay, yeah, it's also there. Any other thoughts when you think about Moshe breaking the Luchos? Any other thoughts?
There's also a view that they just became, it's like a person who passes away, so then he just drops to the floor. So like, you know, so that the major said the letters, you know, flew up to Shemayim.
So it's like a dead person.
It just like fell from his hands.
Well, you're saying two different things. You're saying maybe it lost its holiness. The letters flew up, so it lost its holiness. Or maybe Moshe drops it.
In other words, it's like a neshama to the stone.
Yeah, I understand.
But the neshama is gone.
So it's just stone.
So heavy, it just drops. Yeah. Like a person who, after he passes away, it just drops.
Okay,
to the floor.
Good. Okay, so let's begin. Okay, we start off. Yeah, that's in there. So we'll begin with the Rashbab. So does Moshe throw it or does he drop it? Like, in other words, was Moshe surprised? It's a good question. Was Moshe also planning on throwing it? Like, he knew that God told him they worshiped the golden calf. Is Moshe planning on breaking it in front of them? Or is he just overcome by what he saw that caused him to break the luchos? So that's also an interesting question to think about. So the Rashbam, he says, Vayashlech miyado, kisharah sa'ega, when he saw the golden calf, tashash kolcho, his strength became weak, v'lo yabal koach, and he had no more strength. V'yishlicham rachok yimenu k'tash lo yazik es raglov b'naflam. So really, Moshe dropped it. It became heavy. He was weakened by what he saw. The luchos were heavy, and when he said he threw it, he just threw it simply is because he didn't want it to drop on his feet. If you can't carry something anymore, you don't want to drop your feet, so you throw it away. Moshe had no strength. He was so beside himself. He was so taken aback by what he saw, he dropped the luchos. That's the Rashbam. That's the pshat, according to the Rashbam. You have the Ibn Ezra. He cites what Baruch suggested, that Yesh Ober Kidi Stalek Habichta Be'aluchos Alkein Shivram. The text, the letters flew, I guess, from the luchos, because now they, you know, the Bnei Yisrael had sinned, so then the miraculous letters, they just went away, and therefore Moshe broke them. Not sure, according to Ibn Ezra, what he cites is therefore Moshe's like, oh, then now they're just stones, so he threw them, or he dropped them. Not sure. It seems like he broke them because they were just stones. They lost Kedusha. And Yeshua Hashem Tziva L'Shabram. Or some say that Hashem told him to break it. In other words, the first three approaches that I've suggested indicate there is no deliberate breaking of the luchos by Moshe. Either he dropped them, or they were no longer holy luchos, so he broke them, or God commanded Moshe to break them, so he didn't do anything on his own. So you can look at those are three different variations of really the same concept, that it wasn't Moshe acting on himself to break luchos that had kedusha, that had sanctity.
Rabbi,
yes, Alan.
It seems that from the pshat of the pasuk, where it says Vayishalech miyado is haluchos, and he threw the stones from the luchos, it could have said Behim nishbaru tachas ahar, that on their own weight they broke, but it says specifically Vayishaberosam, Behushiberosam, that right. He took a specific action to break them.
So so again, the Rashbam will simply say, you're addressing the Rashbam, who says that he dropped them, or so it wasn't like he dropped them. The Rashbam said they're too heavy for him. They were too heavy for him to bear because he got weak, and he threw them because he didn't want to fall on his feet. So it's fine. Maybe it was incorrect for me to say he dropped them, but he threw them because they were too heavy. Couldn't carry them anymore. So I'll say it like that.
Okay.
So that's sort of like, I think, like one take on this, that like Moshe's not taking initiative of breaking luchos with kedusha according to these first three ways of looking at it. Now the Rashi says, no. Moshe said like this. It's sort of what Sander was saying. Amar, Moshe said, Ma Pesach Shiachas Mi'a Mitzvah, Samar Torah called Ben Necha Lo Yichabo. The Torah says that Korban Pesach is just one of the mitzvos. And someone who is a Ben Nechar, someone who's a foreigner, can't eat the Korban Pesach. HaTorah Kulakan, the whole Torah is referenced in the Aseret HaDibros. V'kol Yisrael Mishumadim, and all of Klal Yisrael, they're Mishumadim. They're, how do you translate Mishumadim? Apostates. V'eden Elohem, I'm going to give them. They rejected the covenant. I'm going to give it to them. So when Moshe saw this, he says, I can't. He saw their idolatrous behavior. Right? Rashi, by the way, is of the opinion that this was Avodah Zarah. Right? There's a whole discussion whether it was Avodah Zarah or they just viewed this as a leader to help them, you know, because they thought Moshe wasn't coming back. Rashi takes the view they thought this was Avodah Zarah. So they're all Meshumadim. How could he give them? They broke this covenant. Ibn Ezra has a line which fits into this approach, and he says that the Luchos is like a mashal of Baal Nurim, of someone, a husband, and the Luchos of the Bris, they're the Shtar, and Vikara Shtar Eidus. In other words, Ibn Ezra says that the Luchos are like a marriage contract, and the Bnei Yisrael were unfaithful, so Moshe rips up the marriage contract. It fits in with Rashi's approach, and also fits in that which Rashi says, that why does Moshe make them drink the ashes of the Paraduma? He puts in the water and they drink it. So what are they drinking? Who are they like? Rashi says they're like Sota.
Right.
And Rashi says there are three different types of death that were associated with this sin. If there were witnesses and warning, so then the Levium killed them. Right? He said, Mila Shem Eli, so Levium killed them. There were witnesses without warning, so then that was a magefa, there was a plague. If there are no witnesses, no warning, so it's Hadrokan. Shabbat Kumai Vatsava Bitneam, that their stomachs exploded. So Moshe made everyone drink. So again, this whole theory of the purpose of the them drinking the waters with the ashes fits into this notion of they were unfaithful to God, and Moshe therefore rips up their marriage contract. Okay, he does this intentionally. Another way to look at this, now the Ibn Ezra says the following, V'yaris ha'egel u'macholos. So Ibn Ezra, by the way, he cited two other opinions earlier, that either God told him to break the luchos, or that the letters disappeared. So he thinks it's Vakarov Eli Mashu Kasuv Ki Kinei Lelo Hashem. It says that Moshe was zealous for Hashem. Uvacharod Apo Shivram. And in his anger, he broke them. What was the anger? So maybe the Sfardo points out Vayarasa Egel Mechalos V'Yicharaf Moshe Kishara Shehayu Smechim Bekilkol Shasu. Sfardo says that they were angry, that he was angry, because they didn't simply worship the golden calf. There was the simcha, the celebration was too much. In other words, was the anger simply, and the Ibn Ezra can go with either approach, to be fair. But he does say it on the Egel and the Mecholos. So in other words, you can view Moshe as simply saying, listen, they breached the marriage contract, so I'm going to rip it up. Or there's this like angry passion where he was so bothered. Not only did they worship the golden calf, but he saw they were celebrating. They were celebrating the Mecholos. And they were, you know, that, and that is something that was too much. And this might relate potentially to the conversation that Moshe has with Yoshua. Now, when Moshe said, Yoshua thinks it's war. And Moshe says, no, it's kol anos ani shomea. So Rashi says it was kol cherufin v'gidufim hama'ani nesanefesh. There was blasphemy that oppresses the soul. Rashi said, like Rashi is consistent, he says that they were engaging in idolatry and they were making idolatrous sounds and it was really bad. Ibn Ezra says it was kol anos v'yakumu litzachek. It was singing. It was like answering. It was like shouting. It was singing. It was v'yakumu litzachek, the mecholot. In other words, what was bothering Moshe was not simply, okay, they wanted to find a different leader for Moshe, but no, they're celebrating. They lost all control, and that's what got Moshe very angry. You can't. This is too much. So you could look at this as just Moshe's reaction. Moshe's reaction when he sees the Avodah Zarah, how they betrayed God. Moshe breaks the luchos. You broke your head. We're breaking the luchos. Or what really got him was the v'yakumu litzachek. It was the kolanos, the neginos. It was the mecholos, and therefore Moshe was kinei la'Hashem. He was zealous. How can you celebrate this dance with this avodah zarah, with this, what you just engage in so much depravity? So that's what got Moshe really going, and it was a passionate reaction to what he saw. Another approach is maybe Moshe needed to teach them something which they really didn't understand. The Meshech Chachma takes the view that they made a mistake. And we'll read pieces of this. The very beautiful, very fundamental Meshech Chachma. He says, Vayika Shir Karam Ela Machna Vayar Segel Mechalos Vayicharf Moshe Vayishlech Vayiros Aluchos Vayisharvos Umdachas Ahar. Moshe comes close to the camp. He sees the calf. He sees the drums. He gets angry. He throws the luchos from his head. He breaks them under the mountain. Ha'inyan, what's the idea? Ki ha'tara v'ha'muna hema ikare ha'uma ha'yisraelis. Torah and the faith are the essence of the Israelite nation. V'chol ha'kdushos and all the holiness, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, hema pratei usnifei ha'torah. They are the details and the branches of the Torah. V'niskatshu b'kdushas ha'torah. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, are only sanctified with the kedusha of the Torah. They don't have any independent sanctity unto themselves. V'nei dala seichel. I'm just sure the whole piece is beautiful, but I have limited time, so I'm only reading pieces of this. V'nei dala seichel. Those who are like not so smart. Katzar yado la'sig mitzios mechuyam tzios bilti tachlis bilti musag. Someone who doesn't understand this idea of someone who created, who can create things that you can't actually see, you can't sense, you can't perceive. So it's hard. It's hard to understand this idea of a God who's beyond time, beyond space, who created everything that you can't see, can't really conceive what he is. V'lachein chasru lahem misilos asos suros v'dimionos o kavim l'machar shemaim le'mor zehu amer kavah le'alokut. Therefore, they try to find ways to create things, visions, forms, ways that they can reach the heaven and say, this is the chariot to divinity. This is the path to God. V'zeo mashkich v'am saveiv kol yonim ba'olam. And this is something that watches over the whole world. V'lo avdo v'zavchu v'iktiron. That's the Avodah Zarah, because it's hard for people to conceive of a God who's beyond time, beyond space. We need something physical. And now, the Hema, but Bnei Yisrael, kasharo kiboshes Moshe, they realized that Moshe was late. Naflu me amunasam, ubikshu la'asos lehem egel lahorid al tzura, hi ruach mimal v'lishpat al zeh. So they fell from their faith, and they wanted to make a calf, and they wanted to bring down the spirit from above, and say, and you know, that this one should be a judge. They wanted that this would be the physical, you know, the chariot to God, to divinity, and will watch over the lowly world. And this brought them up from Mitzrayim. In other words, they wanted something holy that they can connect to God with, because Moshe hadn't come. Moshe shouted at them like a rooster. Vezel kedusha built in mitzvahs Hashem. You think I'm anything? You think I have holiness? Moshe said. You think I'm a holy entity without a mitzvah of God? Ki abeder kvodi asisem lachem egel. That such so much so that without my, when I'm not around, you made a calf. Chalila gamani ish kamocha. I'm a human being just like you. Vatorin etlu yabi. The Torah does not depend on me. Vaf im lo basi haizat Torah mitzivusa blishinu chalila. If I didn't come back, the Torah is still in. You don't need me for the Torah. The Torah is in existence. The Oser Mizah Luchos Michtav Elokim. You think the Luchos that they're divine writing? Gam Hema Einam Kedoshim Beetzem Rak Bishvilchem. They're only holy because of you, because you're Zonta Kala B'Sochupasa. When you are like a bride that engages in infidelity under the chuppah, Nechshavim LeNivlei Cheres. You know what the Luchos are? They become like earthenware. Ve'im Bahem Kedushim Sadasim. They have no holiness. Rak Bishvilchem Shitem Shomer Osam. They only have holiness if you observe them. Sof davar ein shum inyan kiddush ba'olam yuchos lo havod avachnia. There is nothing holy in this world that's designated that you should serve, that you should bow down to. V'rak Hashem yisbarach shmo hu kadosh b'mtziyot ha'mechuyot. The only thing that's holy is God. V'lo naveti hilav avodah. And you should praise God and serve God. V'chol kedushas heima mitzad tzivoy. That there's nothing inherently holy, that when you say certain things are more holy, it's only because God commanded. It's only because of a commandment. The Mishkan is holy because God commanded us to build the Mishkan. That's why it's holy. It's only based on the Tzivoy. And that's what it says, Vahi Kasher Karav El HaMachaneh. That when Moshe came close to the camp, he saw the calf and the mecholot, and he saw their mistake. Hevin ta'usam. After the brackets, vayicharaf Moshe vayishlach miyada v'salok. Why do you throw the luchos? What's on the mark? He ain't shum kedusha v'yano ki klal biladei mitzus avar yitzbrach shemo. There's no holiness, and there's no divinity without God to these luchos. Ve'im hevi aluchos. If at the end of the day he would have given them the luchos. He would have brought the luchos. Hayu kemachlifim ega beluach flow summer to a sum. You know what if they would have done? Okay, they would say, okay, we don't need the ego. The luchos have holiness. Ulam kasher shavar haluchos. Once Moshe breaks the luchos, ro echemaloigiel mataros amuna barchu visarosa tahora. They realize how they didn't reach faith in God and His holy Torah. They had a mistake. They thought that Moshe was independently holy. They thought the ego was independently holy. And if Moshe wouldn't have broken the luchos, they would have thought that the luchos are independently holy. So Moshe breaks the luchos to show what? But luchos hera lahem la'kor behem kol dimyon kozev. He breaks the luchos to uproot any kind of false conception. V'ivi la'asos Moshe b'edem b'shriyos ha'luchos. And that's why he broke the luchos. And therefore God said, Yishar, Yashar Koach. And that's why he says that you should put in the Aron, the new luchos, and the broken luchos. Because the broken luchos are critical to teach you this very important principle that the luchos are bereft of holiness if not based on a mitzvah that's commanded by God. There's nothing inherently holy. Everything that's holy in this world is based on Kedusha. So this is another approach. You know, we had three approaches. The first approach, you know, either God told Moshe to break the luchos, or it was too heavy for him, or it lost its the letters went away. So Moshe didn't take any initiative. It just, you know, either he was commanded to do so, or it's too heavy, right? The second approach was Moshe took initiative, either because they saw the marriage contract was broken, or because he was so taken by the fact that the Vayakum Letzachay, they were celebrating that he broke the luchos, such a chilul Hashem. Or here, according to Meshech Chachma, it was an educational reason to teach them about their mistaken conception of God, divinity, Kedusha. And by the way, maybe that's why the Ramban says that Moshe, what did he do? He ground up their God, and he inserted it into their stomach, that they would come out of there when they went to the bathroom. It would come out. So he wanted to show how insignificant this thing that they thought was holy. Maybe the Ramban's approach, you know, fits in well with that. That like he wanted to, by Moshe grinding into ash and they drink it and they excrete it. Chills. You think this is holy? It's nothing without the mitzvah of Hashem. Maybe I'd like to leave you with one final approach. And Baruch gave one take on this. Moshe, Kli Yakar says that maybe Moshe was acting as, in doing this, he was thinking ahead. And Moshe did this, he broke the luchos, to be the great defender of Klal Yisrael, like a true leader. So the Kli Yakar first says, Yesh Omrim, some say, Lekach Shibram, you know why he broke it? Because they were Kamo Shtar Chov al Yisrael. It was like a contract. Ushtar Chov Shinikra, Ein Letovev, B'mal Letovam. God can't sue them for lack of compliance. The luchos were in Eidus, like Shoshi Kiblo Torah. So Moshe is like, I'm breaking the luchos. Okay, so at least God, you can't punish them. Again, whatever that means, you know, they did say Nasa Venishma, but we see that Moshe is trying anything in order to save the Bnei Yisrael. And he goes even further. And he says, V'yeshom sheshiv rab, you know why he broke them? That he wanted to commit a sin, to join with them. The Yisrael garmu sheparcho osios, Yisrael caused them, maybe that the letters should fly away. Moshe shavar luchos, Moshe broke the luchos. Ukadesh lo yuchal kadosh baruch hu lomar achal osav esel schalachoy gadol. Hashem wanted to tell, say what to Moshe? I want to destroy them, make you a great nation. Sherei hushvu b'chait. Because look at their sin. V'azeh amar Moshe, what did Moshe say? V'ata im tisa chatasam. If you want to, you want to punish them for their sin, fine. But look, v'ata nischadesh devar shegam anicho de kamosam. I also committed a sin. So then, if you want to bear their sin, good, im titzah chatasam mutav, vimlav, but if you don't want to do that, then mechein amisivcha, erase me also, because I also sinned. There's Moshe sinned, so that God will say, so you can tell God, okay, if you want to punish them for being unfaithful, I was unfaithful too, I broke your luchos. It's Moshe, the great defender of Klal Yisrael. So we have difference, it's fascinating. You have the one approach that Moshe does not use any initiative in destroying the luchos. Moshe uses initiative, breaking the covenant. He's passionately zealous for God. An educational lesson from Klal Yisrael, the Meshech Chachmor, or the Kli Yakar. Even in this situation, Moshe being the great defender of Klal Yisrael, like a true leader, as zealous he is of God, he's also the great defender of Klal Yisrael.